When feelings of frenzy are forward, you never fail to forgive us. L'chaim.
L'chaim, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us. Real quick, right up front, Usher did get married after all.
What? Didn't his mama say she didn't like that bitch?
They got married.
Aww.
And good. Now we can move on. Hello, everybody. Let's start right away with Noah from work writing this. And listening to the let me move this closer to me 1 second. Listening to the show from the 7th, just wanted to say you guys should really try having kids before you go bitching about how we should spend 24/7 with them. It's not as easy as you make it sound, and very obvious you never cared for a toddler that young. It's not like a puppy dog. Kids take a lot of energy, and Keith would need a whole vat of Vicodin if he were to watch a 15-month-old baby. Well, I can't wait till you get to the shows later on, when I yell at you how you probably feed your little kid.
But it's not that. You say you should really try having kids before you bitch about them. Actually, no. You should try thinking about having kids before you just have kids as an experiment. And yes, I have taken care of a 15-month-old. And maybe that is the reason why I don't want to have babies. Or maybe I thought about it a little too much. Did you think about it? Did you spend time with a 15-month-old and your head exploded? Maybe your head should have exploded and not had that kid.
The shows are only going to make you madder, my friend. They're only going to make you madder throughout the week as you catch up. Because I tell you all about how to raise your child. Dear Keith and Kendi, you have been talking recently about children and their eating habits. I wanted to try to set the record straight. Fat cells in the body are known as adipose cells, and they are generated at 2 points in a human's life. In the first few years after birth and the years where puberty is occurring, around 9 to 13. This means the fat 40-year-old that you see on the street has approximately the same amount of fat cells that he had when he was 14 or so. The fat cells have just swollen or shrunk depending on whether the person has gained weight. For precisely this reason, the most important time to watch one's weight is when they are children, because a person with smaller amounts of adipose cells generated during this time can only become so big, while a person with a large amount of adipose cells can swell to immense proportions. This is why fat kids turn into fat adults and why thin people can gain or lose weight into their later years depending on their diet and the amount of exercise they perform. Share plates with your kids, you fat fox, sparse.
He's probably somebody's doctor.
Right. In this letter, you can say everything he's been meaning to say to his idiot fucking patients. Share a plate of food with your kids.
The King of Awesome says Noah should try wearing a condom.
Right. You don't know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like to wear a condom. You should try wearing a condom before you talk about wearing a condom.
Maybe he couldn't do it because he had our maid, and last minute he couldn't find a fucking condom. I can't take this maid that I can't speak any kind of English to. And it's like when I worked with the Mexican busboys, or any language busboys, that when I was a waiter, and everything was, yeah. Can you clean this table? Yeah. You don't know what I said, and that's why the table's dirty half hour later. Was there a tip here? Because these guys tip, and it doesn't seem to be a tip here. Yeah. You don't even... Why do you keep saying yes?
Do you think... Just sounds like he's making himself stupid. A tip here. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Anything you want. Anything, yes. Like, you don't realize later I'm going to find out you didn't do it? Obviously, I need something. Yes.
What were you trying to tell the housekeeper?
Anything. Do you want some water? Yes. Okay. I have to give it. Everything's yes. Like, can you use the bigger vacuum? I'm not sure what you're using. Some kind of handheld. I don't know if you brought it with you. We just bought an expensive
you're
vacuum.
You're saying all of that.
I'm trying to say, you know, can I give you a bigger vacuum? Yes. Nothing. I don't know. And then quit saying yes to fucking everything if you don't know what's going on, because it's probably not going to work out in your favor. Yes to everything.
Did you try Spanish?
That's how Noah ended up with a kid. He said yes to everything. Yeah, vacuumo. And then she loves to put shit. If the laundry hamper you decided takes a hot plate, the lightsabers I got from Dave and Buster's, and a Santa Claus hat. Like, that's a Santa Claus, you know, hot plate, lightsaber, you know, storage center. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then why next week is it also on top of that the dirty laundry center? Make up your mind. She puts it, we said this before, in our sex drawer. It's now the button center. Keith and the Girl Card Center and Vibrator Center. Puts our comforter, you know, for our king-size bed into the dirty laundry. Just decides.
Which is a very expensive thing to wash.
Right.
And we're not done with it yet.
Right. I'm done. No. Well, then what do I use? What do I use? She knew. She knew that it took fitted sheets and that she just took whatever she found.
Oh, she put our fitted sheets in the laundry put a sheet over it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Dasha Ju says, can I butt fuck you while you're cleaning the bathtub?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Will you allow me to do this? Either one of these.
No.
After you clean the floor, if you could, can you shave my balls?
No.
No? How about I'd really like to eat out your pussy?
No. Absolutely neither of these. Absolutely not. You don't know what puta means in Spanish? You don't think she knows the words pussy?
No. I know punta. If she said a whole sentence and it had punta in there, I'd be like, I guess I'm hearing wrong. I wouldn't think she's asking me to eat her pussy. What the fuck would you say that? Mixed company.
Please don't do that.
All right.
Oh, my God.
We'll work on something. Send in your suggestions.
I thought of your vacuum cleaner thing because you were trying to get her to use something bigger. Right. And so I thought of a sentence that you could use.
More grande vacuumo.
Tengo este en más grande.
What's that?
I have this in bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
And all of a sudden it sounds like a porn.
Disgusting. Well, we didn't talk about, by the way, the Post, New York Post, was and such a huge magazine, the New York papers, the New York Post, obviously the Times, but the New York Post and the Daily News, you can get almost anywhere in the country. And they're almost tabloid newspapers.
And
absolutely. Anytime, any place we went, and for a Keith and the Girl event, California, Dallas, wherever,
you found the Post?
I found posts in New York Times.
Wow.
And the Post was going to do an article about thesimpsonsmovie.com and decided not. And now I just get angrier and angrier looking at the Post and seeing the stories they did go with. Remember, what was it, Wednesday morning, I believe, and you woke up like five, six times, scared every time over the weather.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, this horrendous thunder.
Like, yeah, but it sounded like the world was ending outside our window.
Right.
I think I'm not a light sleeper, right? I sleep through things.
You sleep through things, yeah.
I woke up, like sat up one time, right? Like, just like, oh my God.
More than once, yeah.
I sat up more than once?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And it was the end of the world for some people. It was a tornado in Brooklyn, New York.
Happening as I was just...
Yeah, that's what was going on. And a tornado happened there before 118 years ago. But can you imagine that? You're in Brooklyn, New York, and you look out your window, there's a tornado.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're rubbing your eyes to see if it's real. Well, on the cover of the Post, Twister, first tornado in 118 years. So much, they show
What
the
part
best
of Brooklyn do you know?
Yes, I do. They show this gray part of the street all torn up. You know, they're real proud of their picture. Tornado first touched down on Bay Ridge Avenue between 3rd and 4th Avenues at 6:30 a.m. It then took a northeast path across 68th Street between 3rd and 4th Avenues. The Twister continued east-northeast as it passed Leif Erikson Park Square. Tornado left the ground, then damaged Nissan dealership at 66th Street and 5th Avenue. This is all around, Prospect Park? The tornado touched down again further northeast along 6th Avenue and lifted off again. It then touched down along 58th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues.
That's close to the Verrazano, right?
Perhaps.
All of that? Pretty close there?
It sounds right. It sounds right. So they have this, they showed, you know, these people's lives are probably ruined, cars destroyed. On the bottom, this is on the cover, mind you. On the bottom right, with the shocked look on her face, the chick from The Wizard of Oz saying, "This ain't Kansas."
Oh, my God.
No, it ain't, Post. It ain't Kansas at all.
Oh, my God. That's so rude.
We'll take a look at the death toll inside.
Oh, my God.
This ain't Kansas.
Oh, my God.
This is Brooklyn.
Tit says you can also get maids that speak English and say yes to oral sex in the Post. Keith said to me, I called him, I wasn't around while the housekeeper was there. I went to work. And he goes to me, "Can't we get anyone that speaks English?"
Right.
No, we can't. No.
Because they charge too much?
No, because they don't really exist here.
I could understand.
You know,
people are saying then, you know, because it's demeaning work, they think. I can, I mean, it's not, and I'm not confused, don't get me wrong. I'll never want to do that. I never want to clean. I can't clean my own house. I'm not going to want to clean other people's house. However, I can see the allure of doing that, especially if so. I couldn't take it because I wouldn't want my boss to keep walking around. I'd be mad seeing me downstairs watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the new movie, and I'm trying to fucking clean up. I'm like, you can help me, you know. But if you went to work and I was by myself, I could see why that would be an appealing job. But I guess nobody really wants to do it. And the people that don't speak English, have to do that.
We've had people who speak English that we only found them in through an agency. And then you got to pay the agency.
Right, they know to charge a lot, right.
That's no way.
So if you want to save a little money,
do any better a job. Sorry.
No, they didn't.
And they didn't talk to you at all. It's not like you're having conversations with this person. It's not like if she spoke English, she'd ask you, where should I put this every 5 minutes? It's up to us to, like, pick the shit up a little bit, you know, that's important to us, off the floor.
That's too bad.
But we live like total pigs. Where would you put a lightsaber of somebody's if you were going to clean their place?
Not where the dirty clothes go, and then I wouldn't later, if I decided that's the toy section, not put a hot plate in it, and not later put dirty clothes. Well, it's a hamper. Well, you didn't know it was a hamper last week, so it's not a hamper anymore. Oh, well. So you open up the paper. That's right, Dorothy. You're not in Kansas anymore. You're in Brooklyn.
Ew.
A tornado touched down in the borough of Kings yesterday, leaving a path of shredded rooftops, splintered trees, and wrecked cars from Bay Ridge to Sunset Park. The weather phenomenon, more often associated with the Midwest than the Big Apple, struck just after 6:30 a.m. Amid a furious thunderstorm. For several minutes, it swept across the southwestern part of Brooklyn with winds as high as 135 miles per hour. And all the storm uprooted 217 trees. 174 of those in Brooklyn alone, damaged 40 homes and wrecked as many as 200 cars.
Oh, you know what? The trains weren't working that morning at all.
90% of the trains weren't working that morning from
flooding.
Which
was a huge deal. And oh, because I was like, from rain?
Right.
And Jess happened to sleep over the night before and woke up to take the train. There was no train. She waited like 3 hours for a bus because it was so overcrowded, late to work. Her whole day was a mess.
Some places 3.5 inches of rain.
Holy crap. Meanwhile, I was like, you woke me up.
Right. Well, there. So we got that story in the Post. Not a thing about the miners in Utah, by the way. There's trapped miners in Utah. Been there for a couple days. It's looking very bleak. But we do have the story that Mayor Bloomberg's youngest daughter is dating a good-looking man. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good news.
But there, see, they know that she's going to get laid. They weren't sure that you were going to win your case.
Right. If it looks good for the person that we're reporting on, right. He looks like an eater-outer.
I wonder if they use that line. I think you got given a line, babe.
What do you mean?
We're not sure if you have a good case. We only put people who think they have a good case.
Right.
Then why you keep talking about Paris Hilton?
So I'm not in there and the miners aren't in there. It doesn't look promising for either of us.
There you go. Now you know the secret behind everything.
But I bet you these two good-looking people will be banging and banging. There's this new thing called that's sweeping the nation thanks to the news.
Wait. Gray says he doesn't get why people need to clean before the maid comes. M-A-D-E. I don't understand why people can't spell maid right. That's like brushing your teeth before you go to the dentist. You don't brush your teeth before you go to the dentist?
Well, if you got to care a little bit.
I'm not saying clean. I'm not saying clean before, but I'm saying if your vibrator is out, then you can't complain that she couldn't find your vibrator drawer. There are certain things that you need to put aside. That's all. Don't clean.
Right.
Tidy.
Derek Sinkovod says, hey, Keith, did you get that thing I sent you? Probably did. I bet it was hilarious or informative or just plain interesting. So thank you for that. The news is telling about this thing now. Children, teenagers are loving this. It's called Fire in the Hole. And stop reporting it if it's so fucking horrible. And let just the few people that see it on YouTube enjoy it and learn from it. But don't try to spread the message. You go to a drive-thru, you order a milkshake, you go, thank you. Then you yell fire in the hall. And that gives them, the worker, a second to understand that you're going to throw it back at their fucking head through the drive-thru window.
That's really evil.
It's really evil unless maybe Keith Malley walked into the McDonald's to use the bathroom. And nicely said, oh, can you open the bathroom, please? And the worker there, guess the race. The worker there didn't look at Keith Malley and said, the bathrooms are closed, sir. And Keith Malley, who usually just lets it go, said, I'm sorry, it's really an emergency. Do you mind? not looking at Keith Malley. I said the bathroom is closed, sir. And Keith Malley, who really especially doesn't push it after that, really had to go. So he says, I'm about to dump my pants. Please, can you help?
You said that.
I said that. I go, I'm about to dump my pants. Please, can
somebody
you help?
Somebody really wants to know that.
What? Somebody has to know I dump my pants. You have to know it's an emergency. Who's going to say, no, I'm going to dump my pants? You never had to go to the bathroom? So they say, I said, the bathroom is closed, sir. And I say, fire in the hole. Fire in the hole.
What if he thinks you're going to dump all over his bathroom and he's the one who has to clean tonight? Well,
who does that? You know why he thinks
out?
That? Because he does that. And he was black.
You get mad at the weirdest things.
He's a man himself. Never had to take a shit. The only reason he would think I would piss all over that place is because he's done it. Fire in the hole.
You really needed to poo?
I just had to pee real bad. I exaggerated. So. I did whatever. It's whatever it takes time. I'm about to get on the bridge, for Christ's sakes. I said to people don't understand my trials. Josh, you'll always be there. Go fuck yourself. Milkshake to the head all around. Supersize this.
Josh Adju says, I'm going to dump my pants and the bathroom is closed. Then can I have a milkshake, please?
Oh. That's my going to be fire in the hole. Hold on a second. Fire in the fucking hole. How rude of you. You don't think I'm going to go back there during the day sometime, find out when you have to clean it, and take a horrendous shit all over everything? Oh, by the way, shouldn't have let me in. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to point to the door and go, hey, it's me. Remember me?
You know, everyone's making a reference to the shit shape that, sure. That you made one time. What is that? Where is that referenced than our show? Anything?
It's on
or
a
no?
CD.
It is on one of your CDs?
Happy to serve you.
Oh, happy to serve you?
Yeah.
All right. KeithandTheGirl.com/store.
Yeah. How rude. And not even to acknowledge my presence.
Wow, Keith. Not everybody knows that you're the king of the world.
What are you doing? What are you even doing? The poor workers? Oh, the poor workers. They only get paid a certain amount.
No, it's not.
Would you let anybody dump themselves? You wouldn't. It's called I don't know what it's called. Humanity something.
What did he say to you?
Oh, I don't know. What did he say to me? Let's see if I can remember. I said the bathroom is closed, sir, without even looking at me.
So closed, not working or something.
Right. No, there was two bathrooms there. If a guy's about to dump his pants, you could have opened one. You didn't. Maybe you'd cleaned it and you didn't want to fucking clean it or anything.
Maybe.
I got his shit. I got his shit. Keep it going all around. Fire in the hole all across America. Fuck you. Oh, those kids. What assholes. No, the word. They had a reason. The very first person who did it had a reason.
It's got.
Here's your change. Fuck you. There's another reason not to eat in those places. Forget the immigrants. Forget the animals. Fuck them so that they don't do something back to you. Keep doing shit to them. It's me against fast food workers. I'm telling you. I'm warning you now. I'm warning you now. And I will not fucking repeat myself or ever apologize. And if you're like, why did Keith do that to the world? Should have heard this show. Fire in the hole.
Josh Adju says, it was God punishing you for vowing off fast food and returning even to use the bathroom.
Right. Oh, don't worry. I'll return. Don't worry. Oh, I didn't say I won't frequent your establishment. I said I won't purchase anything there.
Wow.
Fucking asshole. So we saw the show Doug Stanhope, his new stand-up special called No Refunds.
Clever name.
Mm-hmm. This is a guy. It was done, we stayed for the credits, and it was done in Gotham Comedy Club, kind of a small place in New York City.
Yeah.
You know, thinking it's Doug Stanhope.
He clearly did two shows back to back.
Right.
Because he referenced the show before.
And let me tell you something. I wouldn't put my name on this if I was the editor, Dave Harrison. Holy geez Louise. Worst editing I've ever seen. Worst editing I've ever seen. Don't make it artsy in that you start putting a camera on the beer that Doug Stanhope's holding. And like you're following him around, you know, following his hands as he starts lighting a cigarette. If you're going to edit it so much that all of a sudden the beer is missing from his hand. All of a sudden, next cut, beer is missing, microphone's in the other hand, and he got a cigarette out of nowhere. You're going to notice those things.
Because also the audio doesn't match when that happens too, so it like messes right. with your ears and your eyes, and so you can't miss it.
And they try to trick you, because it'll be like one cut, and you would hear a weird kind of laughter, and then the next cut, so you know they moved the sound over from the next cut,
yeah.
so you wouldn't really notice, but you still notice, and it's very, very weird.
But aside from that, that is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, it's very
so
good.
Smart,
right.
so hilarious. He's so incredible and so fucking drunk.
This guy is so drunk on this, and it's on Showtime if you have that in demand or whatever on demand. It's already saved on your Showtime.
Right. Look it just specials. Came out, so the torrent might yeah. take a while.
Right. So it's easier to just if you have it on your TV. But yeah, so good. But yeah, he's so drunk. You know, he's
so drunk that I saw him and I'm like, wait, that doesn't look like Doug Stanhope. I mean, I know what he looks like, you know. Right. And I'm like, what's up? And then he keeps referencing how he drinks, and then you look at his face and you're like, holy shit!
Right.
He's not just drunk; he's torn up.
Right.
I mean, but manages to do an hour's worth of shit standing
right.
there.
I understand. I mean, obviously, you know, he's repeating the shit that he says over and over again. But still, like, just to remember all these quick
good.
Lines, you
yeah.
know, is pretty amazing. That part's amazing. Even if it's not even funny to you, it's amazing. He does that drunk hiccup. You know that blink hiccup drunks do when they catch. Excuse me. You know that burp hiccup in their mouth?
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, he did it a couple times. Like, you are fucking wasted.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
You know, like you would say,
like recognizing in him in his own body, like, hey, I'm drunk.
Right.
Like he did that, like that kind
of
move.
Yeah, yeah. Oh goodness.
And he admits, he's like, I'm funnier when I'm drunk. This is how, you know, my stand up gets worse. Like, I'm not gonna make it funny, but right. everything he said was funny, and everything he said was smart, and it was so incredible.
So I know his MySpace is, of course, myspace.com/Doug Stanhope. And yeah, there's really only like a few, and we had him on, you know, on a phone call. And I'd like to get him on again. And there's only a couple people that we don't have, you know, try to get many celebrities. They're kind of easier to get than you would think. But there's a few that we like. And if you like them, let them know. People are like, why don't you have this guy on? Let them know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so myspace.com/Doug Stanhope. And I don't know, MySpace him and say, like, hey, they mentioned you guys.
Any of them. Keith, yeah. why don't you talk to Dice? Let Dice yeah. know. Let him know where it's too overwhelming. We used to do this thing, remember Letter of the Week with yeah. the magazines? Mm-hmm. And they got bombarded so much that I think it was a bad idea. They got right. bombarded all at once. But this would absolutely work for guests, I think.
I think so.
That's when we should start doing it. But yeah, Doug Stanhope was great, whether it's a religion talk, abortion talk. I was thinking about this. I thought about this some time ago. This should help piss off parents also, or people that wanted to be parents. When you people that got abortions and then they love to say,
you're bringing this up because Doug Stanhope had a whole thing on abortion,
right? Because he was talking about abortions, yeah. right? And I started thinking, like, people that say, like, you know, my kid, he'd be 5 years old now if I didn't get an abortion. I can't believe that I did it. Like, okay, you know, I'm trying to eat dinner, but okay.
That is a very, very strange thing to say.
What's, yeah, yeah. It's
such
it's a weird
thing
it's a weird
to
thing.
Say.
My baby would be 5, my baby would 6. But meanwhile, you didn't have a baby. If having a baby is so fantastic because you're bringing life into this world and you can't believe that you were so selfish that you didn't let this life into this world, why didn't you just make a new one? When you think
you
about
had
it,
5 years.
When you think about it, any time you're not fucking, you're not bringing in a life. You're kind of, in a way, killing somebody if you're not fucking.
Also, if you use a condom.
Right. You're not letting somebody be born if you didn't try again. You're constantly... Every day it's an abortion with you. You are keeping something from being alive right now. Something to think about. Speaking about editing, though, I heard Patton Oswalt's new CD, Werewolves and Lollipops, and I love it. I love it. I didn't know how I feel about him, and he started growing on me. Yeah, this new CD is good. But again, you can hear the editing. If I'm cleaning the house or whatever, it's so obviously when the next track starts. It's
oh,
just
weird.
The tone is just so different. Obviously taking for, it's just weird.
Do you then look at your own DVD to make sure everything's set right? But you do one...
I do one take.
Right.
Hearing things like that make me happy that I do that.
Right.
You know? I mean, I don't know why. It's a little thing. Nobody cares. Nobody notices but me. I don't even know if people noticed about Doug Stanhope's doing magic tricks.
It doesn't ruin the comedy, though.
Right. So
you know,
nobody
it doesn't,
cares.
It doesn't take away from the joke, which is good.
Right. Here's a fucking joke, by the way. It's out now.
King of Awesome says, yeah, well, your baby wouldn't be so fat if you did have an abortion.
That's true. I guess that's true. We played this earlier. Was it this week or last week?
I'm sorry. Do you have the phone on? Because a few people are saying they're trying to call in, but they're getting a busy signal or a voicemail. Have it on? Okay.
Yeah.
Just double check.
You know, well, that's weird, though. I mean, it doesn't say anybody even called. So that is weird. I don't know. So maybe it doesn't work today. I don't know. Earlier we played this. Robert De Niro having an attitude talking about a TV show.
When we created Tribeca, we wanted to capture all the emotion, all the energy, and all the power of a movie. See for yourself, Tuesday on Fox. Do another? Yeah, that's all right.
Generally more energetic.
I'm sorry, that's energetic. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, okay. Excuse me.
Good. No. Tuesday and Fox.
No. No, sorry, I'm not selling cars, okay?
Then why did you ask, do I need to do another one? You knew something was wrong. Why did you even ask?
He needs to do another one, but that's energetic. Pick something else.
Right, I'm the fucking king. I'm Robert De Niro. And check me out in my new fag movie, Stardust, with flying pirates and princesses. And I'm the great Robert De Niro.
Yeah, they got a lot of big names on that. Stardust is about a...
I can't wait to respect you in that. The only person that likes it is Gene Shalit.
This magical world where a star falls, and it turns out the star is a person, and everyone's after her because she is like the answer to some kind of potent or something.
Oh, nice job, De Niro. I can't wait for that. I can't believe that director told you what to do.
Maybe, but he's not selling cars in it.
No, he's not. Hey, could you act like you're scared of this dragon? I am acting like I'm scared. That's how I'm scared. A tornado's not following me. No, a dragon is. That's how I would act if a dragon was following me. That's how I'd act. A little bit I'd act like that.
A little bit I'd act like that. There's other stuff coming in about the abortion. My sperm donation would be 12 years old if somebody would have bought it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Took me a little bit. Speaking of movies, one New Zealand boy has come into...
Oh, and by the way, De Niro plays a gay guy in that.
Really?
In that movie, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. One New Zealand boy has come into the world with high expectations. His parents want to name him Superman.
Ugh.
It wasn't Pat and Sheena Wheaton's first choice. They wanted to name their son For Real, the number For Real, one word. But the government registry wouldn't allow it. The couple chose For Real because when they saw their son in an ultrasound scan, they realized the baby was For Real.
Ew.
Oh, I would have named the baby, holy shit. Hey, this is my son. Holy shit, it's like magic.
You're not supposed to name your baby the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you see the sonogram.
Because when we were conceiving him, I said, it's French, I think. Wait,
so what did they actually end up naming him?
So they're going to name him Superman.
They really are?
Yeah. The government allows Superman.
Mean.
The government should kick that baby back in your cunt.
That's so mean. How old are they?
Right. I hope he'll have a lisp. You know, he'll be born with any normal problem any normal boy has. Hey, Superman.
Yeah, Derek is saying Superman will grow up to be fat and or retarded.
Of course.
Don't name your kid Bella either. Just don't. She's the one who's going to have a mustache.
Hey, De Niro, can you act like you're not an asshole? Hey, I'm not...
But then I would have to actually act.
Mr. Big...
Wait, they wanted to name it For Real, the number four?
Yeah.
Are they 13 years old? Seriously.
I just think the .com was available. I think it makes sense now. BC from Canada saying, does Doug Stanhope have a whole album they're supposed to be on acid? No. The acid bootleg. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's possible, though, no.
That'd be insane.
He talks a lot about doing drugs.
Yeah. Mr. Big is going to be in the new Sex in the City movie, and he has a prominent role. Are you excited about that? Not excited? Big Sex in the City movie?
How old are they now?
Right. Right. If you can't fuck now.
Big was like 50.
If you had trouble fucking then, right. You're 80. No, they Golden didn't have, Girls.
They didn't have trouble fucking.
Oh, no. I sure didn't, honey.
I'm going to watch it. Don't get me wrong.
Mr. Big and Carrie Bradshaw will be together again, this time on the big screen.
Although I'm really angry with them how they ended the actual show where everyone's happy. She goes back with I've said this before.
Nobody can be happy, Honda.
Okay, but she goes back to the guy who's broken her heart several times, but now he recognizes the error of his way. Oh, right. Good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have another martini. Good. I look up to you.
I'm not even reading this. A judge filleted a lawsuit because they're talking about Gordon Ramsay. Fuck him. It was in his favor, but who cares? That's stupid. You know what? I'm gonna try the phone. Let's try to give Dina a call. Let's see if the phone at least works.
Okay.
Out.
Oh, and, Dean, are you calling her now?
I'm gonna try.
Okay. Dina, of course, is our advice person. You have a couple advice letters. Mm-hmm. If you want your advice, you have to.
Hello.
You have to email info@keithandthegirl.com. Hi, Dina.
Hi. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. Good.
Are you at packing. Work? Right? Are you at work? You're packing. Where are you going?
No, I'm packing because I'm moving.
Right. Where are you going to? Why are you leaving?
I thought you owned your house.
Selling my townhouse because I got a condo like closer to work.
Oh.
You don't live a bad life there, Dina.
No, not really. I'm happy.
Were you just on vacation?
Yeah, I'm on vacation coming up too. Yeah, I take like half the summer off.
Oh. Look at that, the wow. Drug business. I'm
seriously.
Telling you.
Nobody takes drugs in the summer? Nobody needs you to count anything?
There's money in people's sickness, I'm telling you that.
We know from Keith's knee.
Do you like cough on the pills just to keep them coming?
Yeah, sometimes. You get a bad, nasty cough, you sneeze, you're like, oh, that's repeat business right there.
I need overtime.
Yeah, OT, yeah.
All right, here's my favorite question of the week, Dina. This is for you, of course. I'm a male 34 divorced straight listener. Here's my question. I've been thinking of filming myself having sex with a girl since I have been off my game completely lately. I'm just thinking of paying a prostitute and filming us without her knowing. I am good with computers and I know I can encrypt the video pretty well so it does not fall on the wrong hands. Now, here's my question. Do you think I should do these because A, I could hate it and it could make me self-conscious, or B, love it and decide to start doing these more often? Please respond soon because if this is a bad idea, I would like to know before I do it. Signed, the director. This guy, what do you think about people videotaping? He wants to get a prostitute videotape it, watch it, study it, use it for his own amusement. What do you think?
He's fucked in the head a little bit. mm-hmm. Even the whore should know that she's getting taped.
No, how would she know that? How would she know that?
Well, she should know. Nobody. And first of all, you don't record anything like that because it's going to get out. And then, you know, what do they got? That whole you porn now? Forget about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's all over the place. Who's he going to be? There's 50,000 other of him out there. They'll have a better video. You know, even if he wants to critique himself, that just seems strange.
I think he's trying to learn about things. But you don't, I don't know, it's not about watching yourself, right? It's just about, like, feeling
I would
it,
think
no?
that, yeah, it just seems a little odd that, first of all, I don't know if you'd want to watch yourself to say, oh, I'm doing this wrong or I'm doing that wrong.
If you're going to hire a whore, just ask her.
Yeah, ask the whore.
Yeah, or ask his ex-wife.
Right.
You know, ask the ex-wife. What the hell did I suck? Was I great? Who knows, you know?
Yeah, actually, she's ready to tell you now.
Yeah, she'll tell you the truth now. She doesn't care.
Oh, yeah, and probably be negative, so there's the things you have to work on.
I think when it comes to normal people, I think more likely you'll just be self-conscious.
Right.
You make weird faces when you have sex. You make weird faces.
And you're not going to do it real anyway, too. Like,
exactly.
Even if you were, like, I will go back and, look at
that.
You're going to do a porn style. You're going to be doing it what's that movie?
Oh, yes.
Right. You're going to be doing it like American Psycho. Of course.
You can't. I would think sitting there watching yourself would be more hurtful to you personally than sitting there watching, you know, try to watch porn and get tips, not watch yourself and get tips.
Right. Why are you going to learn from you? That's a very good point. Even if you are going to learn, why learn from yourself?
No. I've watched a couple of pornos recently. They just happened to be on TV.
Right, no.
And by the way,
TNT. It happened
to be on TV. She's walking by. There it was.
You know what, though? On the movie channels in the middle of the night, they get really, like, all of a sudden I turn the channel and there's somebody just doing it. I don't
know. HBO at like 2 a.m. Forget about it.
Yeah. So I'm watching this and I'm like, what is he doing to her titties? This is where guys get it from. They do that knob thing, the turning of the knob. You know what I mean, babe? Like this.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They just twist their wrist and I'm like, oh no, this is where they get it from.
Painful.
And then they do that thing where
That's pain.
Yeah. They do this thing where they just like attack the titty, like they do the knob thing and then they just squeeze their fingers all of a sudden like, oh, I'm just grabbing your boob. No. No, never, never. There is not a woman that likes it. And in fact, that's only the way to find out if she doesn't have real boobs or not. And even then, that's terrible because you're squeezing on it. There's nothing gentle or like a more synchronized pinch. You can't just pinch the whole thing like, ah, I'm coming to get you.
Can I use that? Can I use the term synchronized pinch?
It's all yours. It's all yours.
I squeeze it. I flick it. No, I knock on it like a cantaloupe.
Well, see, cantaloupes get sold in the store, not in my bedroom. That's what I'm saying.
Have you ever, yourself, Dina, been videotaped having sex?
Oh, no way.
Well, you're wrong.
No. I'm wrong. All right. That's fine. But next thing I know is that you videotape. Now, the internet has made everything so different. You videotape you and your boyfriend having sex or something, right. It's going to be on the internet within minutes. And you break up with your boyfriend, and all of a sudden you got porn on the internet. Grandma's going to be Googling your name or something, and there comes over your porn. Grandma sees your porn. That's great.
That's right.
Dies of a heart attack, and boom, then he's done.
If you want to, yes, do this if you want to kill your grandmother.
That's the answer, I suppose. If you want to shame your mother, then that's fine.
All right. Well, thank
it
you.
It seems kind of ridiculous. The whole thing seems ridiculous, right. Actually.
It is a shame. It is a shame that everybody's, you know what, it's going to get out. Somebody is going to find it. I think you got to do it, watch it, burn it that night.
Yeah, I don't always think somebody's going to watch it. Like, I've done it before.
Burn it that night.
And I just kept the tape. It's mine. It's mine now.
But you don't know, where's the tape?
It's in one of these drawers in this house.
Okay,
say you're moving. Say you're moving and you put that tape in a box and the box falls off the truck and all of a sudden somebody finds the box and has the tape. So
actually the first time I did it, I broke up with the guy and I came over. I think we were like exchanging things like, okay, we're done now. And so I ripped the tape up in front of him like, this is not going anywhere and it's done, we're done, whatever.
And then?
And then the second time, I think it's in a drawer here somewhere.
We've gone through many videotapes of Henda's and just like, you know, singing and stuff like that and played it. Not one of those. You're like, oh, this is the one. Oh, I recognize the rip label on this. This is the one. We never found it.
It's not in a big tape. It's a mini disc.
I'm telling you, we went through all that stuff. Never found it.
No, because we don't have that kind of player.
I think it's on eBay right now.
Right. No, I remember this. I remember doing this. I remember taking those little tapes. I know what she's talking about. And we played it in the camcorder and saw everyone. Now, unless you know that you're lying and you actually came across it, you do not know where it is.
Well, most people don't recognize me from behind, so I'm okay.
That's awesome. Holy crap, that's hilarious.
Are your grandparents still alive, Hemda?
My grandfather's in a home and doesn't recognize my front, let alone my back.
And your grandma's?
No, they're dead.
All right, well, don't worry about that. All right, thank you very much.
Right, then.
Thank you, Dina. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
She's funny.
A local woman. We don't know where. You don't know where it is, do you?
I thought I've seen it, but I don't have the kind of video.
Where do you think you saw it?
Record anymore in It's either in this room or the
Christ.
Next room.
Oh, Christ.
I'm not going to say it. Too many people come in this house.
In the sex drawer room? Because it's not in there.
No. I don't know.
Are you not trying to say?
I don't
understand what makes you... Wow.
What?
You're the worst secret keeper, I guess. I don't... You don't know where it is. You have no idea where it is.
No, I don't know where it is.
You're acting like you do know and you're not saying.
Well, if it's in the house, it's in the house, right?
Okay.
I know it's not my parents' house if it was there anymore because they took all my shit from there.
I made peace with the fact that it is going to get out.
Okay.
A local woman must turn over her lottery winnings after a judge said she won them illegally. Prosecutors said Christina Goodenow of White City used a credit card that belonged to her then-boyfriend's dead mother to buy a winning $1 million scratch-it ticket in October of 2005.
She's not going to get it. She's going to get time.
Of course.
Because she's dead. It can't even be like you... It's not even a question of did you borrow it.
Goodenow asked lottery officials to keep her win quiet, claiming to be a victim of domestic violence. But police learned of the crime about 2 weeks later as Goodenow continued to use the stolen credit card. You just got $1 million.
That sucks.
And you can't help it. On Thursday, Jackson County Judge Ray White ruled that the winnings were the proceeds of illegal activity and must be forfeited under Oregon law. Goodenow pleaded no contest to forgery, cheating, and aggravated theft. Cheating. Besides stripping Goodenow of her winnings, White sentenced Goodenow to a month in jail, but White gave her credit for the 6 months she served earlier this year for possessing meth.
Oh, do you know anyone else no longer feel bad for this girl?
Goodenow.
If there was any sorts of like feeling bad.
She maintains now that she bought the winning ticket with cash from her own pocket and said she plans to appeal.
Oh, she's an idiot.
Well, but the news can tell about this story. They know if you used a credit card or not. They know that. And they were happy to see it because they don't want to give you money in the end.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't the Post not have things that... Oh, man.
Speaking of trash, by the way. Listen to this from one Michelle Woy Broadwater. Apparently she got married. Good for her. We are planning on having a class reunion this year and need an address and email address for you. Hopefully you can make
Somerset?
It for me.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can make it back October 2nd at Laurel Mountain Inn.
Ah, shit. Can you?
I don't know. Scheduler. Can I?
That's when we're coming back from the Dragon Con, I think. No, that's not true. Yeah, you could make it, I think.
Okay.
All right. Is that a weekend?
I don't know nothing.
All right, let's start working.
I don't know
out.
Nothing. that was my first thought, too.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, we are going to be in Atlanta for a live show August 31st, followed by a show by Brother Love. I'll be joining him on at least one song as well. That whole weekend we'll be in Atlanta, and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I'm adding it to... The live show is already on keithandthegirl.com/events, and I'll be adding the rest of that weekend's events on there this weekend. So check it out, and hopefully we could see you down in Atlanta.
I can't wait to see how many people are gay.
In Atlanta?
No. I'm sorry.
What?
At my high school reunion.
Oh.
Just like you find out. Ever do this? You find out somebody's gay, and it like especially like from such a conservative country place that I'm from, you know, nobody, you wouldn't come out and admit you're gay, but you didn't even think about it. You didn't even think this person's gay. You didn't really think, well, this, I don't know if you really thought, like, this is a little fey, the way he's dressed and the way he's acting. You didn't really, you knew you weren't a jock, but you didn't know that you were queer. And then, like, maybe a year or two after high school, they went to college, they started experimenting, they're like, hey, did you know Matt's a queer? And you're like, yeah, I fucking did. Of course he is. Of course he is. I found out, like, 3 or 4 people that are gay. And you're like, of course. That makes perfect sense. I feel like they lied to me, of course. You know how I get. But I can't wait to get there and go like, I knew it, of course. And I bet you married that over there, of course.
Wait, Jess NYC saying October 2nd is Tato's birthday. Is it her actual birthday or is it the night that I decided we're celebrating because we're going to have to move it? Just saying. Did you respond to that email or did you just print it and hopefully they hear the show?
No, I did. I did write back. I said, I gave
you
the info ad address. Yeah, I know her. She was always into the planning shit.
Really?
She married right away with 5 kids back in Somerset.
No, you're kidding, right?
No,
5, really?
Something like a 3, easily. 3 without question. It's the town. You leave the town or you stay forever in the town.
You think you're going to hear now from all the people that you've kind of been in touch with? You know, we saw some girl at Somerset like a couple times ago that we went there. There was that other girl who moved to Texas or something.
Am I going to hear from them? How do you mean?
Like, they're probably getting this email as well.
Right.
Is everybody now going to get into that?
Are you going?
Are you hoping?
Am I hoping that they're going to show that I'll meet them there or that they...
Yeah. Oh, one of my friends said that she was supposed to go back to her reunion and she ended up not going. And it turns out 3 people showed up.
3 people? Really?
Yeah. Not to scare you. Sorry.
And if it's the 3 fags, no offense to them.
Well, you wanted to see, right? That's what you wanted to see.
I get it. You were brave. I fucking get it.
Well, there's a few people living there, right? Still. So I think you'll see some of them.
So we're taking a Keith and the Girl trip.
That'd be so great. Well, you just told them the date. They know where Somerset is. They know where you went to school. See you there.
it is that town. It's like I've said before, you leave or you stay. You know, you have a bunch of kids. I hope they bring their kids and I get to comment on how fat they are and try to teach them how to raise.
I think they will bring their kids.
Good.
And let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you're at your
But of course I want the more the better, sure.
But you lived in a very small area where everybody knew each other and still knows each other, right? You're obviously going to talk about the Keith and the Girl show. Will you give them cards and keychains?
Sure.
Knowing that they live in your parents' town, you know what you say on the show, they probably know your parents, that kind of thing.
My parents aren't like hangout parents. They're not party parents.
Oh, so they're not connected.
They're kind of not connected. It's going to get out eventually. I want to do a stand-up show sometime in Somerset. Just because.
No way.
Yes, I do.
And not invite your parents.
Maybe they'll be dead. I don't know. But funeral / stand-up.
Right. Like, give it a week, and then that's when I do it. So Keith's 20th stand-up will be a week after his parents'
but
funeral.
I want to do that. Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm not doing it to spite my parents, but it would be cool to do a stand-up show and fill up the auditorium that I used to go to as a kid. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, I totally get what you're saying, but you really will have to tell your parents they can't come.
Right.
You will not be able to do that with
your
mother in
the room.
Never mind
that I'm probably on the cover of the Daily American because I took out the whole front page for 35 cents. Don't worry about that, Ma.
That'd be so great. Oh, my God, babe.
People hide the newspaper. I'm paying so they don't get the paper.
We should get...
I go around town and I hide all the papers.
We should get the Daily American to write that famed Keith Malley is coming back for his high school reunion, like in the Daily American, your hometown paper.
And what, though? And buy him a drink.
I don't know. It's a thing. They always write about celebrities coming through. Come on, that'd be cool. I don't know. We'll talk about
it. Wow. First it was like, are you going to give away keychains and stuff?
Oh,
now
yeah.
It's let's take out an ad.
Well, if you're okay with it, you're okay with it, right?
Okay, I guess. Eat Space saying, I just went to my 20th high school reunion. I was mortified to see how many old people were there. Everyone was old, except me and my lovely bride. I don't know what they did to them, but they looked bad. Oh, that's funny.
Actually, I met one person from your school, and she looks great. But she didn't get married, and she's got her own life. And that
Cherie?
Kind of thing. Yeah, Cherie.
She can tone down on the makeup a little bit. But
she's a very nice person.
Very nice person. It matters the insides. I'm kidding. Of course. CBS's Big Brother 8 has come under scrutiny after one contestant was heard making anti-Semitic remarks on the show's live feed. I can't wait till people point out that you're Jew. Do you know she's Jewish? At the reunion.
Oh, no.
Do you know she's Jewish? I didn't know until I brought her here. And then I look around and I'm like, wait a minute, honey, you're different.
No, you don't think that's going to happen, that people are going to discuss my Judaism with you?
No, not like shocking. I don't know.
You think something?
I don't know.
That's creepy. I hope it happens.
So, yeah, people are talking about Big Brother 8. These are regular people. These aren't celebrities. And somebody said an anti-Semitic remark.
During a live thing?
Can you believe it?
Wait, the actual reporters?
No, regular people in a house. You follow them around, and they said something that could be anti-Semitic. Oh, God, I can't fucking believe it. Earlier this week, internet viewers watched as Amber Siavis, a 27-year-old cocktail waitress, declared that the majority of Jewish people she knows are selfish in a conversation with fellow player Jamaica Cameron, a black person. I saw this on the internet, and it's not worth playing. Just you can YouTube it if you want to, but it's real quiet, and it's really stupid. But she says everybody she knows, like, is this person selfish? And she's Jewish. Is that a coincidence? Because I have to say, all the Jewish people I know in my life were selfish. Okay. I don't see what's so horrible about that. I've said worse and meant it. She added that her mother and sister taught her to tell who is Jewish, quote, by their nose and surname. Why is that so horrible? Guess what, Jews? You have a specific nose. Guess what? You can tell where people are from by their surname. How horrible.
Yeah, but Italians have the same nose, though. They have different features of the face.
Well, the mom didn't say you can narrow it down anyways.
Where are they taping this and stereotyping that as well? It could be a little scarier than what you're saying.
The majority of people... I saw it. It is about the same thing as print form. The majority of people I know from New York are Jewish. This is a quote. And the majority of Jewish people I know, my gosh, so many are so selfish, so weird.
That's a weird thing to say, babe. I understand that we say things like this on this show, but
okay. That's
a weird thing to say.
You're just saying it. I mean, you're having your life taped all the time. You're going to say something like that. I got to be honest. All the Jews I met have been selfish.
It sounds very anti-Semitic.
Okay, but come on. So relax. Who cares? You know what I mean? You don't agree?
Not so much.
Even my sister always tells me. She's like, my sister and my mom will meet someone, and I'll be like...
She keeps going, babe?
Yeah, she keeps going. She said a sentence, then decided to continue to live, and said yet another sentence. Even my sister always tells me, she's like, my sister and my mom will meet someone, and I'll be like, I don't like that person. That person doesn't seem like a very good person to me. And my mom and sister are like, you know why? Why? They're Jewish. How do you know? Amber, you can tell by their last name, you can tell by their nose. I'm like, really? The footage has not been broadcast on the CBS update show, but a YouTube video of Amber's outburst has now been viewed by over 120,000 people. Abraham Fox.
I'm sorry, did you say for what show that's being videotaped? I missed the beginning.
Big Brother 8.
Oh,
where all
for
they
Big
do
Brother.
Is videotape people.
But they don't. Oh, so you would think that they would want this on.
I'm sure they're happy about the attention, but maybe they'd be boycotted if they showed it on the actual show, but showed on
the
internet.
That's the whole point of videotaping them, right. Is to get that whole reality.
Right, you're hoping for something like
right,
this.
Right.
Abraham Foxman, national director of the Anti-Defamation League, who doesn't have a job if things aren't a big deal. No, I kind of think, you know, you can't talk to him and he'd be in his office. I don't think this one is a big deal. Then you don't work today. Everything's a big fucking deal if that's your job. It's offensive, he says. It's part of the unintended consequences of the communications revolution. Anybody can say what they do, but reality shows are now giving license to these expressions of anti-Semitism. Now, all of a sudden, the world is privy to their bigotry, and it's on national television, then enhanced on YouTube. How about asking her, you know, wait until she gets out of the house or something, I guess, like, what Jews did you mean? How come you don't go... It's a shame that every Jew that she met kind of represented themselves not nicely.
See, I think they should have put it on the show.
Right.
I don't see it being a big deal getting put on the show. I think it's kind of weird to hear from somebody, but I would like for her, if she said
maybe.
If she said it, knowing that she's videotaped, she's being videotaped, put it on the show.
Well,
that's
you know
what I'm waiting to hear.
Well, let me say this. Maybe this is how it works, that they have the internet camera all the time. And we saw the internet camera. And maybe the new show didn't air yet. And they'll put the best ofs, you know,
okay.
That happened throughout the week. So maybe they will show. What they've done is distributed anti-Semitism. Well, what? Forget it. Which started as a private conversation and by putting it on a reality TV show broadcast to the world at large. I want CBS to understand they are facilitating anti-Semitism. They should act responsibly to the community. They are legitimizing bigoted conversation.
No, they're not. In fact, they're doing the opposite. They're showing how stupid this girl sounds. If it was not a big deal, then they're legitimizing it. The fact that it's in a big uproar means that, hey, there's something weird about what this girl is saying. That's stupid. Why do people who try to back up an entire race sound so stupid? Gray, by the way, apparently watches the show. Those are the two Christian holy rollers on the show, so I guess they're still a little bitter about the whole Jesus thing.
All right. I don't know. Every day, I met them and I find them selfish. Oh, my God. You want to lynch them? No, I felt that they weren't nice to me. Well, oh, my goodness. Well, you must have been raised in a fucking cave. Don't worry. You're right, honey. You're right. Almost the majority of Jews that I've seen, like this anti-defamation guy, windbags. Windbags. Call the press.
I don't know. Call the press. Windbags?
By the way, speaking of race and stuff, Blue Crucial brings up a point. Maybe the name Superman was to hide the baby's race from this girl. Well, right. Yeah. What?
What race is Superman?
What's New Zealand? What color are you if you're New Zealandish?
White.
Are you white?
Very, very white.
All right. Well, I guess the name's okay.
Or very black also?
I have no idea.
Like on the opposite, like very, very black or very, very white, like both? I'm not sure.
I gotta say, For Real sounds like a black name. You know?
No, I think it sounds like a child name, like For Real, like how you IM people and you don't write the whole word.
I guess.
That's what it sounds like to me.
They're black and white, I'm being told, from Cameron in Australia.
Yeah, I think they're like really, really dark black and really, really white whites.
That'd be great.
Like Africa.
How much hassle would you get in school if you were really black and your name was Superman? you would get just keep making it harder and harder for your children. You know what I mean? Listen to the song A Boy Named Sue. Doesn't end up nice. Here's a comment. This is from Liam McEnany, by the way. He wrote, fans are fucking weird.
Liam McEnany's been on the show. Go to keithandthegirl.com and click under guests, and you can find his information, pictures, all that stuff.
He's a comic that used to be on Best Week Ever, and we talked to him sometimes. And he wrote on his blog, kidliam.blogspot.com. Let him know. He wrote, you know, sorry I haven't been upkeeping my blog. I didn't write any new stories lately. Here's a comment from a fan that he sent to me because it scared him.
He sent a mass mailing that said that and got a and this was his response?
No.
One of the people's response?
No. He wrote on his site.
Oh, okay.
And this
somebody
person,
had to email him.
But this person wrote a comment on the comment board. You can write comments to the different blogs.
Okay.
Well, I've taken to beating him now. He's all, don't you hit me, bitch. And I'm like, I will fuck you up. Seriously, you're going to bleed. And you know what? He's using cold water on the carpets right now to get the stain out. Because my carpets are not going to stain because he's a pussy and his blood doesn't clot right. P.S. You got to be on Keith and the Girl again. Seriously, get your ass back in New York City so you can be. Because you're funny. But not as funny as my husband screaming out, you can't cut me. I'm hemophiliac. I won't clot. I won't clot. He can drive himself to the fucking hospital for all I care. He's all, I'll bleed out. And I tell him, you shouldn't have been born wrong then. Okay. All right.
What?
Okay. And that freaked Liam out a little bit.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, I tell him, I go, you know, yeah, you should come back on. But seriously, oh, no, where is it? But I tried to tell him, you know, just stay away from him. Don't engage them. this is how I deal with listeners to our show. Don't look them in the eye. Like animals. They're like animals. But I said, you know, also, by the way, you know, you're welcome on the show anytime. And he wrote back, thanks, Keith. I'd love to come back, but seriously, I can't have more than one drink anymore. My drunken asshole behavior is turning into a real problem. You can go to keithandthegirl.com/RSS is our regular feed, of course. Now you can go to keithandthegirl.com/RSS/backstage and hear the stupidity. It's not for everybody, but hear the stupidity that goes on during
after
a
the
show break, usually after the show.
After the show is done, sometimes we roll the microphones for like hours.
Right.
Yeah, and so some of them sound like real, like there's a lot of stuff that happens back
there's
there.
There's a good Liam McEnany getting drunk and calling the chicks that he likes.
And calling his famous friends.
And I'd go, you know, do you want another shot or whatever, Liam? And Liam's like, he's like, if you want, man, I'm telling you, it's not going to be good. Then don't. Then the answer is no, Liam. No, thank you.
You don't take it as a no, do you?
I don't take it as a no. I'm like, well, you got to think for yourself.
Adult,
here
yeah.
you go. Got to think for yourself. Here you go. Hey, Keith, I'd love to come by, but, you know, I can't have more than one drink anymore. Well, you know, come on by, but I'm going to be honest. I'm going to fucking tie you down like I like to do and shove drinks down your fucking gullet. Because I don't have to live with you at the end of all this. What do I care?
Blue Crucial remembers the after show. He says if Liam doesn't drink, how is he going to make the prank calls about refrigerator running?
Right. To a chick that he cares about, that he finally has the balls to...
At 2 a.m.
Right. Right.
Oh, poor Liam.
We'll get him.
And then he goes on the train at like 3 or 4 a.m. with his pie of pizza.
With a big pizza pie. Because we try to introduce people to this delicious chicken Caesar pizza I like. And he's like, I'll take a whole pie. Calls me the next day and goes, by the way, I guess I took 3 of your t-shirts on the way out.
Oh my God. Did he really?
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck? Those things cost money. Yeah. Did he even grab his size?
I would know, right.
Fuck!
Well, I had to keep the pizza hot.
Asshole.
Blue Crucial. Liam drunk, begging to see Rianne's tits. Brolo drunk, 4 chicks volunteering. There was a difference in game. I gotta be honest.
That's because Liam is so... What's the word for it? Like, just...
What is the word for it?
I don't know. He's like... Why don't you guys show me your tits? Caesar, seriously,
come
Jesus.
Come on. Just show them.
And Brother Love's like, hey, sharing's fun. You know,
sharing
like,
is fun.
Yeah. There is a difference in vibe, yes.
Yes, there is. Don't forget, this is probably the last time you can do it or have to do it. Podcastawards.com. Vote for Keith and the Girl for Mature. and vote for Keith and the girl in
People's Choice.
People's Choice. Any other announcements before we get out of here?
We already said we're going to be August 31st, keithandthegirl.com/events. Don't forget the Keith's new CD is out, keithandthegirl.com/store. And I think that's it on my end.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Quit feeding your kids. So fuck it. You know what? Feed them. I don't got to share the crib with that fat fuck. Feed them. Feed them whatever the hell you want. I'm going to play something from Patton Oswalt's new CD. This is about his time being on Best Week Ever. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton was the reason I got fired from VH1's Best Week Ever. I used to be a talking head on that. And it was a fun show to do. I'm not putting the show down. In fact, this shows you how unprofessional I am. Because it's a fucking easy job. You just make fun of celebrities who I think should be dead. You basically just make fun of like Ben Affleck and Lindsay Lohan. I mean, who can't do that? But of course, I had to have a meltdown and get fired. Because what they do is they send you a packet of the people you're supposed to make fun of, and you write your jokes, and then you go in, and they ask you leading questions like, hey, Patton, looks like Courtney Love is gaining weight. And then you say, I know what Courtney loves, cupcakes. Bang, bang. Yeah, right. And then they'll give you a follow-up, and they'll go, oh, I guess she's not into the heroin chic anymore. And you go, I guess heroin has frosting on it. Bah. Bah, bah. Easy. Easy. And I couldn't fucking do it because I just basically imploded after a while. And I would go in, and they would say, hey, Patton, looks like Paris Hilton's writing a book. And I go, she's a cunt who should die of AIDS. And they go, okay. Ha ha! Hey! All right. Follow up question. She's also coming out with a line of handbags. As long as she gets AIDS, that's fine with me, man. If she could get cancer of the AIDS of the leukemia of the eyes, that'd be awesome. It's like a biker could fuck that into her skull. All right, funny man Patton Oswalt, let's go to the Sizzler. KeithandTheGirl.com